Isn't the girl Holly? The redhead? Is it Holly?
I don't care. But that's the thing. I don't think people really care about names. You'll recognize somebody's face in the hall before you remember, oh, yeah, his name is John or something like that. I think we should just start.
So, speaking of names and peoples in movies, then, you know, a great segue. Look, you know, I love movies. I'm a big movie buff. And I love great direction, especially movies that just make you think, that obviously put a lot of time and effort into things. And as such, I'm a big Christopher Nolan fan, except for Inception. We'll get to that on another day.
All right.
But Interstellar is, you know, his most recent work, I think. I don't think any Nolan productions have come out since Interstellar. I loved it, absolutely. I thought it was a great movie, great story, wonderful visuals, music. The organ music was absolutely unique. But the scene that always just irks me every single time I watch it, it gets me, it makes me angry, is the scene where Cooper is at the parent-teacher conference, and the teachers at the school are basically telling him how they had to discipline his daughter, Murph, because she brought in an old federal textbook, as they call it, that has incorrect information, and they say that old textbook has the information about the Apollo moon missions, and they say, well, you know, we use the updated, corrected versions that say that the Apollo missions were just a hoax to bankrupt the Soviet Union. And that really, really bothers me, because I don't believe that from the society that we are living in today, I don't think that this society could actually devolve to a point where we would do something like that, where on a federal, like, large scale, we would rewrite textbooks, not just with a different narrative or a different perspective, but to actually present factually incorrect information.
Okay.
And here comes the hammer.
There's just so much wrong with what you said. Okay. First off, I do understand the legitimacy of the idea that it's strange to think of education promoting something that is a lie. And first off, we have to recognize the limitations of this film. They're set in a time when education is kind of in a weird situation, because they're not even sure they'll be around for much longer. And we don't know if this was a nationally taught thing. If I remember right, the textbook that Murph brought in was said to be an old federal copy.
Yeah, the book she brings in is federal. Right. I guess technically they never specify whether or not the school is using federal.
That being said, Neil deGrasse Tyson, somebody who I know you admire...
You're going to use my own Neil against me?
Well, he actually said, if you've seen the CinemaSins video about Interstellar, and knowing you,
yes, I have.
studied that video meticulously, he actually said, oh wait, that is real. The idea that textbooks would say a just complete blatant lie. Like, that's a very realistic thing that we are dealing with today. It's not something that's not outlandish in the future. It's something that is present, like, now that we're actually dealing with. Just, you know, that's the first flaw.
Well, how so? Because for every textbook that I've read, at least, you know, anecdotally... Every textbook that I've seen has been factually correct upon my scrutiny.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, everything that I've been able to learn from a textbook has been verifiable from other sources as well. And I think that's probably the biggest reason why I feel that I can put my trust in that. Like, history textbooks. I know, you know, you're very much history, I'm very much science. You know, these two complementary fields, but definitely with very different perspectives on knowledge. And yeah, history has been one where definitely, you know, you have to do a lot of reading, especially when you have assignments that are specifically, you know,
interpretation.
Write a paper about this specific historical event, and you have to find, you know, three primary sources and two secondary sources. And
I think you're thinking that history and science are more different than they really are. How do we know something is true in the science field?
Well, it's all about repeatability. I mean, if I can show that under the same circumstances, the same event will happen multiple times, I think I see where you're going with this. if I can show that an expected outcome can be predicted repeatedly and with accuracy, then I know that there is an underlying law that it's following.
And there's a similar process in the history field. I'm actually curious to know where you thought I was going, because where I was going actually changed as you answered. But essentially where I would like to go with that now is repeatability in history is a little different. I would call it corroboration. It's the idea that you have multiple sources that lead you to a truth that you cannot know from experience, because it's obviously something that happened in the past. It would also be related to corroboration between historians. Multiple people who are studying something, who have access to different knowledge and expertise, who have agreed on an outcome.
Okay, I can understand that. Where I was going with it, or at least where I thought you were going with it, was kind of honing in on science's repeatability and showing that nothing in history is technically repeatable, because you can't have the same event.
Well, that would be a difference between science and history, and I would actually view them as very similar endeavors. The thing is, I believe that Murph actually... The thing that you would call debatable or disputable is a historical fact, not a scientific fact. Now,
the moon landing?
Right. Like, that isn't... like, science brought us to the moon, but the events surrounding the moon landing are historical in nature, not scientific. The problem with it that the teacher brought up was that this was propaganda used to bankrupt Russians. That isn't a scientific thing. That was, like, history and policy and...
But I guess the thing is that historically we know that that is not true.
Well,
and we can corroborate the non-truthiness of that statement.
First of all, I'd like to point out that you just said non-truthiness. Second, prove it.
Right now? Okay, well, let me just pull out my 1965...
Ignore what I actually think about this issue. You believe that we landed on the moon because... Oh, like, your convincing evidence is you believe it. Thus, the audience should believe you. Like, oh, he is so confident in what he's saying. Of course he's going to be right.
No, I believe it because greater minds than me have definitively shown repeatable evidence.
So what you would need to do is refute with those greater minds what the teacher is saying. The teacher is actually using historically sound facts to justify a plausible theory. She is using the status quo of that time to say this would have been an intelligent thing to do. Now, obviously, that we can contend with that, and so if you were to actually debate with the teacher in Interstellar, then you would need to go with more than just your own understanding, your own recollection. You would need to actually gather these elements of research done by the greater minds that you mentioned and be able to present sound facts, and you could debate with her.
So a question that I would then pose to you is, would I be then justified in doing that, in going to her, and if I had, you know, corroborated the evidence and done the research, going to her and saying, this textbook is wrong, would I be correct in doing so?
Oh, that's a whole other question, just like, oh gosh, that is an entirely different question. Essentially, I would just say, don't even bother, because there's nothing she could probably do about it. So you would just make her feel bad.
What if I went to...
Which means you would need to go to some committee or somebody in charge of the textbooks. But I assume that with the way she was speaking, this is a generally held opinion, at least in the location where she was. But again, that's getting off.